Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Little Johnny Cash to kick off our final segment here. With us now is current Attorney General and, well, as everybody knows, our next governor of the great state of Kansas, Attorney General Derek Schmidt. General, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Good evening, John, and thanks for having me back. Great to be here.
I noticed you didn't take a swing at that. You just sort of let that go.
Sometimes, you know, discretion's the better part of valor.
Oh, I got to love you. I got to love you. General, let me, a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about tonight, and I appreciate you taking the time. You know, there are a lot of folks down here in Sedgwick County. I get emails from them all the time. I think I got three more just today, who are very upset, very concerned about the president's vaccine mandate. I know U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit just temporarily blocked the mandate while the court reviews it. I saw your tweet. I know you've got, I think, one or two cases that you've filed to try and halt the mandate. But, you know, what would you tell these folks who are, you know, facing the possibility of losing their jobs next month?
Well, it's shameful that their government's coming at them instead of supporting them and working with them. And we are doing our darndest to fight back and try to shut down this government coercion of employers to, you know, basically co-opt employers into becoming an enforcement branch of the Biden administration with respect to vaccines. You know, I don't think the federal government has this authority, but I think that the strategy here from the Biden team is throw a lot of chaff in the air. It's not just one mandate. It's a whole bundle of different mandates, which makes it even harder to knock down, and hope that you can stampede enough employers and enough people that folks just sort of roll over and say, I'll just get the dang shot because I don't want it to cost my job. In other words, they're hoping that they can get out in front of us and get their task accomplished, even though I think it's illegal, before we're able to get them knocked down. So, you know, we're mindful of the timing issue. We're standing up and fighting back. As I say, there's not just one mandate, there's a bundle, and they're separate. They're legally separate actions that the Biden administration has taken, and that makes this so confusing. You've got the federal contractor mandate that says that if you're a private business or a public entity, like a research university like Wichita State, KUK State, or a big private business like a Textron or a Spirit that relies on the federal government for lots of contracts as part of your business model, if you want to keep getting those contracts, the Biden administration is saying, you must require that your employees take the vaccine by a date certain. We filed a lawsuit challenging that. We did that over a week ago. We've also filed a motion now and asked the court to enter a temporary restraining order to block that mandate from entering into force. The court has yet to take that up. Then you have the next mandate that's come down. This is the one that's gotten all the attention this week, the so-called OSHA mandate, or
right.
private employer mandate. This is just a naked order from the federal government to private employers of 100 or more employees, even if they don't have any other connection with the federal government. Don't do federal work, nothing like that. That says that your employees have to either take the vaccine or get tested regularly. I think it's weekly or twice weekly. And by the way, at the same time, the federal government's going to cut off its financial support paying for testing. So they obviously want to tip the scales in favor of making the vaccination choice by making it more expensive to do anything else. We filed a lawsuit against that on Friday, filed a request for a temporary restraining order, a stay. There was a parallel lawsuit filed in Texas. That's the one that, as you mentioned, the Fifth Circuit said, whoa, put this thing on hold until we can take a look. And I'm optimistic that bodes well for our suit as well. And then there's a third mandate that we're going to be challenging here before too long, the so-called CMS mandate. This is the one that targets any healthcare facility that receives Medicare, Medicaid money. So nursing homes, long-term care facilities, hospitals. I've heard from a lot of nurses and other healthcare professionals who, you know, they're now in a position because of this mandate, take the shot or lose your job. There is no test out option on this one. It's different from the others. We're going to challenge that one as well, I hope, relatively soon. It's a little bit heavier legal lift, so it's taken a handful of extra days. But remember, that one only published last Friday, so we're moving really rapidly here. So I guess I would just say, John, you know, to everybody out there in Kansas who is working hard, just trying to earn a living, it is grossly unfair that your federal government is putting you in this position of threatening your job unless you make a health care decision that the President of the United States prefers. I don't think it's legal. We're challenging it, and we are pushing full steam ahead. And I'm hoping we can get this thing blocked in time for Kansans to go ahead and live their lives without any more unnecessary disruption. We're trying.
Well, Derek, you know, you've been consistent on this issue. You've pushed back against the president's overreaches. You've pushed back against Laura Kelly's overreaches since, you know, the beginning of this whole thing. And I have to say that at the same time, you know, I know we've talked, you support, you know, if you want to get the shot, get the shot. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You're basically a individual choice, a medical freedom kind of guy. I saw this week the governor, you know, Laura Cumlately, came out and announced that she disagrees with the mandate, kind of, sort of. I mean, she didn't come out and fully say she disagrees with it. She's sort of trying to have it both ways. I mean, is this just a vain attempt to try and not alienate both sides? I mean, I saw this statement of hers. Where's she coming at this? It just seemed kind of weak on both sides.
It's all politics, John.
That's
look, I mean, I'd rather have the governor on the right side of the issue, and at least she's moving our direction. We've been here fighting for 2 months. She finally jumped in by, you know, saying a few words, and that's all she's done so far. Wouldn't even say if she supports the lawsuits we filed
right.
to try to actually, you know, carry into action what she says she's now, you know, supporting. I don't think it's, you know, coincidence that her decision to come out and at least weekly criticize the Biden mandates happened just a, you know, couple of days after Glenn Youngkin won the governorship in Virginia. I think that was a real wake-up call for a lot of Democrats around the country who, you know, thought they were riding high and then discovered that in our system, you thinking you're riding high doesn't get you anywhere. It's what your voters think. And the voters in Virginia thought, whoa, these folks are on the wrong path. So, you know, I think that's kind of what's happening with Governor Kelly.
I think you're right.
She's trying to adjust.
We've only got a little more than a minute left. I wanted to ask you about, you called this week upon the legislature to eliminate or significantly reduce the sales tax on food in Kansas. As you know, this is something I tried while I was in the legislature. I applaud you for taking up this step. I hope we can finally get some relief on this. You know, folks, seniors, folks of fixed income, it seems like we've been trying this for a long time now. Hopefully we'll get some action on it.
I hope so, John. I mean, I, like you, I've thought for a long time this is good public policy. And I think the timing is particularly appropriate for it now. I mean, we're at the front end, I believe, of a significant inflationary period. Everything from the price of gasoline to the price of groceries is going up. We're at the, you know, well into this COVID period where for months and even years now, the government, whether it's feds or the state government, has come at working Kansas families and shut down their businesses and tries to throw them out of a job if they don't take a vaccine. And I just think the least we can do is try to provide some relief. I mean, after all, it's not just about individual families, although it is. It's also about having a workforce that can then support all of the businesses and employers and job creators all around our state. We want this to be a welcoming state for working families. This is a step we can take. We ought to get it done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we keep in mind, this is another instance where, you know, you're going to be against, on the opposite side of this, is Laura Kelly. She had a chance to lower sales tax on food and vetoed the bill. Derek, I know we got to let you run. On Twitter, you're Derek Schmidt KS. On the web, it's schmidtforkansas.com. Wish you all the best, my friend. Keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you, John. Great to be with you. Take care.
We are off next Sunday. KNSS will be bringing you live coverage of the Chiefs-Raiders game, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.